final couple of minutes?
That was a lot of fun. I mean, we drove down there, and Jason missed a kick, and then had a chance again to get another chance there and drive down again. Those things don't happen too often, and we're just fortunate to get a win out of here.
Is this a confidence builder for you now? You've now taken it to the absolute limit. You can't go much
No, you can't go any farther. I mean, to get in here and get a win on the road. Opening day, I mean, means a lot to us, but we made a lot of mistakes. There's some stuff we need to go back and clean up, obviously, and get better, but to go on the road in the NFL, it's tough. I mean, I don't care where you play, so we're happy with it.
Could you take us through the third and 23?
To what?
Third and 23.
We'll hit Javon there, the slant. I mean, get half of it back is kind of what we're thinking right there. I mean, made a bad play on the second down, trying to get the ball back to Selvin, and then getting third 23 situation, and Javon made a heck of a play, split the safeties, and got us close there, and he toughed it out there at the end. I'm proud of him. Got hit like that, and then come back in and make some big catches for us. So it meant a lot.
How tough is it to keep your focus after the little?
After the lateral? I mean, you have to. I mean, we're do or die there. I mean, we've got to get a first down. We've got to keep the chains moving, or we lose the game. So we practice those situations during OTAs and training camp, and they pay off.
Do you know that he's behind the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I just thought normally when we practice it, he gets out a little bit wider, but I got pulled up pretty quick there, so he was pretty close to me. But we got it back. We made the first down. We won the game. So.
Where does this rank in the realm of wins you've had over the course of your career?
Some big ones. I mean, we did some stuff like this back in college a little bit, but I mean, first opening day NFL start. I mean, this can be one I remember for a long time.
Does this, not that you had to win guys over on this team, but to have a young guy like yourself do this for the first time, what does that mean?
It means a lot. I mean, this team is full of veterans, and I mean, I think they believed in me, but to go out there and do that, it even puts more faith in me with them. So I feel good about it. I mean, obviously made a lot of mistakes out there. I mean, some stuff I'm going to learn from. But to bounce back there at the end and get the win, it meant a lot.
How'd you like being a running back?
I need to say that stuff for Travis.
Jay, how were you able to stay calm in that last drive?
Yeah.
Especially after the mistake.
You do it over and over again. I mean, you do it in high school, you do it in college, you do it in practice here, and That's the job of the quarterback. I mean, that's why we get paid the big bucks to make third downs and to make 2-minute drives. I mean, the Bronco fans, they know it well from John Elway doing it all those years. So we practice in minicamp, and everyone was listening to me. The guys, we were a little bit jumbled up there, but everyone was on the same page, and we made some big plays down the stretch.
Are you a calm guy in the huddle in those situations, or are you a screamer?
Well, you have to scream. I mean, you got to be calm inside, but you got to scream. You got to let everyone know because the crowd's going crazy. You can barely hear anything. And the guy stuck with me down the end, listened to all the calls, and we executed.
Did you know you weren't going to spike the ball on the last?
No, I did not. I did not know that. That was a mystery to me too. I mean, we got caught up in the moment and thought we were going to spike it. Looked over and the field goal team was running on, so I'm like, all right, we got to go, fellas, and. Got it off. I mean, I don't know how much time was left when we ran off, but Jason kicked with one left, and he split them.
But you knew you had a first down, so you could afford to spike it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if they knew it on the sideline. I mean, that's one of those things where you kind of practice that. And you don't know if it's – you can't wait. I mean, you can't make a decision like that and have a fourth down and spike it and lose a game. So they pulled the trigger on it, and Jason make a heck of a kick. Hope not. I thought I was done with that. We did run a couple options. Some went well, some didn't go so well. But we started off the game with one, and Travis hit it up there in the sideline. But I don't know if we'll see that again. Maybe a one-time thing.
You looking for Wheatenhofer on the sideline?
Oh, yeah, I thought I was Navy or something for a minute.
You guys good?
Good. Yeah. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Jay.